This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. Got a great show lined up for you, which I'm sure that there's going to be something there that you're going to particularly enjoy. We're going to kick off with a fine band, Third Time Out. Russell Moore and Third Time Out. And this is from their 2009 Rural Rhythm recording. Russell Moore on guitar and vocals, Steve Dilling on banjo and occasional guitar and vocals, Justin Haynes on fiddle and vocals, Wayne Benson on mandolin and vocals. Everyone gets to sing, don't they? Edgar Loudermilk on bass and vocals. And they do some fine bluegrass music. I saw Russell Moore when he was working with Dawn Lawson's band and became a fan of his straight away because just has a lovely, relaxed approach to the music. Here they are doing a song called Carolina's Arms.
As I watched the North Carolina bound bus roll away, I wondered if there was anything I could have done to make you stay. Now the dust is barely settled on this little Ozark town, and I wonder how long this loneliness will last, and when you'll be back around. I guess those Carolina mountains hold more than what I do, but I do wish they'd share just a little more of you. In my dreams, you turn around and come right back so I can hold you tight. But you're in Carolina's arms tonight. Be surprised to find that my love still belongs to you. But when you go, you'll never know this pain you leave behind. You break my heart a little more each time you leave for Carolina. I guess those Carolina mountains hold more than what I do, but I do wish they'd share just a little more of you. In my dreams, turn around and come right back so I can hold you tight. But you're in Carolina's arms tonight. In my dreams, you turn around and come right back so I can hold you tight. But you're in Carolina's arms.
third time out, Carolina's Arms. Several years ago, we had a visit in New Zealand from Tim O'Brien, and he played some music out here. It was wonderful. He did a concert in the Hamilton Gardens, and it was great watching him. Wonderful performer. First, really knew his music from the band Hot Rise, and then followed him a little bit later. Very varied in his stylistics. He approaches music from all sorts of angles, and it's crossed between folk music sometimes and bluegrass music and Americana and Irish, and he's got some lovely touches here. And I have an album called Chicken and Egg, and great name for an album. And on this, he's got a mixture of musicians and some wonderful songs. And I'm going to play you a song written by Hal Cannon, and it's just called Susanna, very loosely based on the old O Susanna. Tim is playing banjo on it. He's a great mandolin player, but he does a great job on the old-timey banjo. Mike Bubb on bass and Stuart Duncan on fiddle. And also cello. Stuart Duncan's putting a cello on here as well. This is sort of like contemporary old-timey music. Tim O'Brien and Susanna.
Bottle in my hand, dance all night with a bottle in my hand, standing on the corner shouting at the man, oh, I'm shouting at the man, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me. Slip me like I'm long lost kin, oh, like I'm long lost kin, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me. Well, I'm waiting for the bus, but she never come, waiting for the bus, but she never come. Lone light, street light, bus don't run, whoa, oh, the bus don't run, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me. Remote control in the hand of God, remote control in the hand of God, change the channel with a lightning rod, oh, with a lightning rod, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me. Morning in the sandy ditch, oh, in the son of a bitch, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me. I dance all night with a bottle in my hand, I dance all night with a bottle in my hand, standing on the corner shouting at the man, oh, oh, I'm shouting at the man, oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me, don't you cry for me.
Oh, that was Tim O'Brien. Well, what would you call that? Old-time music or contemporary music? Sounded great, didn't it? Now, I have to warn you that I've got a bit of a scratchy throat and a sniffle coming on, and I'll do my best to suppress all the coughs and things like that, but occasionally one sneaks through. I'll do my best to edit them out, but if something sticks through, you know that I'm suffering a bit here. Let's hear a fiddle tune from Kenny Baker now, the master of bluegrass fiddle, from the album Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. And he's got a fine band. Kenny Baker on fiddle, Joe Stewart on guitar, Vic Jordan on banjo, Bill Monroe on mandolin, Bob Black on banjo on some tracks, and Randy Davis on bass. This is recorded about 1976, and it's got some wonderful tunes on it. And here comes Kenny playing the great Stony Lonesome. Kenny Baker was Stony Lonesome there. Fine tune. What a wonderful break Bill Monroe did on that mandolin break there. It was really nice playing there. Lovely tune. Let's hear the boys from Third Time Out again doing a classic old-timey tune, Angeline the Baker, and this is their take on a really traditional-type tune. And I've looked up this song many times, and there's hundreds of versions and lots of reasons why people add and subtract verses from it. But I really like the way that Third Time Out do it. Angeline the Baker.
Angeline Baker lived just down the street, and my heart was set to aching every time we chanced to meet. Although she's now another's, I still recall the time when my little Angie swore that she'd always be mine. Temper of her fury, Irish born and bred, skin of cream and roses, and her hair was curly red. She can sing just like a songbird in a sweet magnolia June. She can play upon a young man's heart like a sod on a fiddle tune.
passion is a mistress once she gets in the veins. And to live a life without her, Lord, will drive a man insane. My angel line grew jealous, said it's either her or me. And she cursed my name in a last farewell as I set out to sea. For 10 long years I tarried in every port of call, trying to forget that gal of mine wouldn't do no good at all. So I went to beg her pardon and make another start, just to find my Angeline had died of a broken heart. I'm not much good for nothing, my youth long passed away. But if you hand me down my banjo, son, I do believe I'll play. Angelina Baker, Angelina, no, I should have married Angelina 40-some-odd years ago. Angelina Baker, Angelina, no, I should have married Angelina 40-some-odd years ago. Angelina Baker, Angelina, no, I should have married Angelina 40-some-odd years ago.
Of that. It sounds like a jam session, doesn't it? A bit like Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session on the fourth Sunday of each month. You'll have to come along and we might play Angeline the Baker for you. I'm not sure if anyone knows all the words, but we'll do our best to get it out. But it's a great tune. It's one of those songs that just keeps going on and on and on, a bit like me, really. I've visited a friend living in Sunnyvale near San Jose in southern San Francisco, in the Bay Area. One of the things that we always try and do is go to Sam's Barbecue on Thursday nights, because that's when the band Side Saddle and Co. plays there. And I've had many good sessions there where you go and get a big feed of something like the pork ribs, where you get gravy all over your face and your hands, and they're absolutely delicious. And you listen to the bluegrass band playing. And Side Saddle and Co. is Leanne Welk on Welch on fiddle and vocals, Kim Elking on mandolin and vocals, Glenn Dorfin on guitar and vocals, Rob Horgan on banjo, and Lisa Burns on the upright bass. And we've had a wonderful time listening to their music at San Jose. I bought one of their albums, Queen for a Day, and I've picked a song, classic bluegrass, really. Things in Life is the name of the song, written by Don Stover, the wonderful banjo player from up around Boston. And they describe this as the philosophical side of bluegrass. Well, I'm not too sure about that. But this is Side Saddle playing Things in Life, and it brings back a lot of memories to me about good times in San Jose.
Look out that lonesome road.
that's the band Side Saddle and Co. They used to be an all-girl band when it was just Side Saddle and a couple of the girls left, and they hired a couple of guys, and that was the reason for the Co. I seem to recall that last time I was there, they invited me up to do a tune, and I borrowed Rob Horgan's banjo, so I'm listening to his banjo there and thinking, oh, I've played that banjo, and we had a good night. Eating Sam's Barbecue and listening to bluegrass music, what more could you want? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, and that's Hamilton, New Zealand is our place of origin, and I do a show every week. We've been doing it for about 10 years now, and you can catch it on all sorts of podcast sources, and I appreciate the people that tune in to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. It's great to have their sponsorship. So if you're around Hamilton, call it and see them. You'll get wonderful assistance from the musicians who all work in Shearer's Music Works. They've been sponsoring music in Hamilton for more than 50 years and doing a great job of it. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear from the album Lefty's Old Guitar. This is a 2006 album from J.D. Crow in the New South. And the song that I have picked is one called Blue Bonnet Lane. It's a real old classic song, isn't it? And the band is J.D. Crow on banjo and vocals, Dwight McCall on mandolin and usually tenor vocals, Ricky Wassend on guitar and lead vocals, Ron Stewart on fiddle, and Harold Dixon on bass. And sometimes they swap around with the harmonies, of course, as you can imagine. And in fact, Dwight McCall, the mandolin player and tenor singer, is doing the song Blue Bonnet Lane. Sounds like this. Classic bluegrass music there from J.D. Crow and the New South. You can hear J.D. Crowe's banjo just right the way through there doing some of those classic licks of his, and with the wonderful drive that he gets to the music. I really do enjoy listening to him. Here's another band that I do enjoy listening to. That's the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And I'm going to play you two tracks from the album Unleashed. Alan O'Brien does banjo and some of the lead vocals, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Gene Levere on bass, Roland White is playing mandolin at this time. He's tended to swap the job with Mike Compton, and Pat Enright playing guitar and doing a lot of lead vocals. The two tracks that I've chosen is Boll Weevil, which has got Alan O'Brien singing on it, and then the next one is I've Got a Date, which is a really neat song, and that's Pat Enright singing it. I hope you listen closely to it, because the words of I Got a Date are really funny, and people like me can identify with them pretty well. Here comes the Nashville Bluegrass Band.
What if she does?
What if
I touch or do I have to wear gloves? Does everything we do have to be totally safe? I think I'm thinking too much, it's only a day. I could take another shower, I could shine my shoes again. That'd kill another hour. Man, I don't know where I'm gonna go for another 7 hours till I pick her up at eight. All the rules have changed and I got a date. I think I'll call her up and tell her I'm sick.
Oh, they're crazy. That was the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and Pat Enright was singing about the fact that he actually had a date. Well, that'd be good. It might be worth me learning that song. You never know your luck. Sucking away on the strepsils here. I hope you can't hear them clattering around in my mouth. Trying to stop coughing. Here's Roy Acuff doing some old-time, or what we consider old-time music at the time. He is number one man on the Opry. And everyone tuned in to listen to Roy Acuff and his great band. And I'm going to play you a track that was recorded in Memphis, Tennessee in 1939. And Roy Acuff was doing the vocal and playing a bit of fiddle on it. Beecher, or Pete Kirby, was playing the dobro, Lonnie Wilson guitar, Jess Easterday the bass. And this is a classic song, Old Age Pension Check, it's called. We all like to see those things coming in, don't we? Oh, this is Roy Acuff's song about the old age pension check. Enjoy.
When our old age pension check comes to our door, we won't have to dress the poorhouse anymore. For we're old and bent and gray, good times will be back to stay when our old age pension check comes to our door. When our old age pension check comes to our door, dear old grandma won't be lonesome anymore. She'll be waiting at the gate, every night she'll have a date when her old age pension check comes to her door. Beard and use a cane, cause you're in your second childhood, don't complain. Life will just begin at 60 and we'll all feel very frisky when our old age pension check comes to our door. Powder and paint will be abolished on that day, and hoop skirts will then be brought back into play. Faded cheeks will be the rage, and old maids will tell their age when our old age pension check comes to our door. Drugstores will go bankrupt on that day. For cosmetics, they will all be put away. I'll put the flapper on the shelf and get a grandma for myself when our old age pension check comes to our door. There's a man that turned this country upside down with his old age pension rumor going round. If you want in on the fun, send your dime to Washington, and the old age pension man will be around.
That was Roy Acuff, and we consider it old-time music now, but it was the height of country music way back in 1939. And I think he's made a bigger contribution to bluegrass music than most people allow. Just the way he structured his band and the way they participated, the way they did back up, the way he had featured instrumentalists in his band. I really appreciate the music of Roy Acuff. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. And the show is rebroadcast around several access radio stations throughout New Zealand at different times of the week, such as, well, it comes out on Tuesday nights on Free FM, and then later on Wednesday night, Raglan Community Station. Went out to Raglan just last Thursday. Beautiful day out there. Plains FM, Christchurch, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Lots of stations take the show throughout New Zealand, so you can pick it up any or all odd times of the day, and of course you can get it as a podcast. Also the Access Radio stations in Canada, thank you very much for hosting Back Porch Bluegrass, and it's really a New Zealander's take on bluegrass music. All the music that I play is from my shelves. Every now and then I add a few CDs to it, and we get a little bit of new music, but most of it is just digging deep into the CD collection that I have, and it I try and treat it as though you're standing at my place beside the stereo system and I'm saying, hey, you might like this. These guys do this song really well. Let's listen to this one. Or just things like that. That's just the way I approach the show. I hope you keep enjoying that. Of course, the stations in the USA, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Hi to all those people who are listening through those media sources. We're just having a good time playing bluegrass music, aren't we? I'm going to play you a tune from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band now. This is a true story about a sailor who rescued a friend. They were in a sailing single-handedly around the world yacht race, and the first sailor, her boat capsized in the Southern Ocean, and she sent out a radio signal and sat there in the middle of the Southern Ocean, and a friend of hers who was also in the race located her position, came over, threw a hammer at the hull of the boat, and she heard it, and she swam out from under the boat and got into his boat. And it was an amazing story of survival in the harshest of conditions, and I wrote a song about it, and so I'm the author of the song, and this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band version of Get Into My Boat from 2008. Sounds like this.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
She sailed out from Auckland Harbor, heading round the Horn, far into the Southern Sea, single-handed, all alone. But the waves rolled high, the winds blew strong, and her boat capsized. She signaled she was in distress and resigned herself to die. Upside down in the rolling seas, was there any hope at all? But a sailor friend from long ago responded to her call. By a miracle, he saw the hull, sailed his boat close by, rescued her from the sinking ship. He'd heard her desperate cry.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land. I heard you cry out, oh, please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
We are all adrift on the sea of life. Single-handed we must sail our fragile craft through ocean's vast, gentle winds and mighty gales. We always need our Savior near, but there will come a time we hear Him say, get in my boat, leave yours behind.
Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land, I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind. Get into my boat, I've come to save you. Get into my boat, help is at hand. Even though you're lost out on the ocean, 1,000 miles from the nearest land, I heard you cry out, oh please help me. There was only one thing on my mind. If your boat is sinking,
get into my boat,
leave yours behind.
That's Get Into My Boat, and I sort of managed to turn it into a gospel song there. The bass line, Get Into My Boat, was sung by our tenor singer, David Calder. We recorded it fairly early in the morning, and he had the best bass voice, so we got him to do it. So that's what happens if you get into the recording studio a bit earlier than you might otherwise normally. Your tenor singer gets to do the lead. John Duffy sang bass on some of Cliff Waldron's recordings too, I seem to recall. Let's listen to Tim O'Brien again from Chicken and Egg album. And the song is All I Want. Tim's playing mandolin and vocal this time. Dennis Crouch on bass. Charlie Cushman on banjo. Love is playing. Stuart Duncan on fiddle. We heard him with the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And Brian Sutton on guitar. Classic bluegrass musicians here with a song called All I Want.
Thank you. yes, yes. Well, all I want is, all I want is, I want to go back home. All I want is, I want to go back home. I want to plant my feet down, never more to roam.
Tim O'Brien, what a few guitar chords at the end there that I just sort of missed with a song, a lot of energy in that. The banjo break that Charlie Cushman did sounded like something that Eddie Adcock would have done. Ah, let's hear from Side Saddle again. Here's a song called The Boys Are Back in Town, and it's written by some of the guys from the Nashville Bluegrass Band who were listening to just before. I first heard the song when Patti Loveless did it, and she did a fine version, but Side Saddle did a great version of it too, and we're going to hear that now.
Back. No time now for taking slack. The boys are back in town. Yeah, the boys are back in town. Your true love can be found. Gather round the old playground. The boys are back in town.
The band Side Saddle & Co, and you can, or you used to be able to find them at Sam's Barbecue in San Jose on a Thursday night. Not sure of what the arrangement is now, but if you're there, it'd be worth checking out. We're going to hear from J.D. Crow's band again, J.D. Crow in the New South, and this is our gospel slot for the day, and this is You Can Be a Millionaire With Me. Gospel song, as only J.D. Crow can do it. Goes like this.
There's a bright and shining city where the roses are in bloom. There's a mansion being built for me. When
my clothes were earthly stories, and they lay me in the tomb. I'll become a millionaire, oh, don't you see?
Have you talked with my Redeemer? Is your robe as white as snow? Do you have a blessing that has set you free?
If you never had this blessing, there's just something you should know. Sinner,
you can be a millionaire with me.
When I walk the streets of gold, don't you want to meet me over there? He will make you joy and glory, keep you happy all the way, and he'll give to you a mansion in the end.
Have you talked with my Redeemer? Is your robe as white as snow? Do you have a blessing that has set you free?
If you never had this blessing, there's just something you should know. Sinner,
you can be a millionaire with me.
If you'll give your heart to Jesus, turn away from sin today. Him sanctified and well within. He will make you joy in glory, keep you happy all the way, and he'll give to you a mansion in the end.
Have you talked with my Redeemer? Is your robe as white as snow? Do you have a blessing that has set you free?
If you never had this blessing, there's just something you should know. Sinner,
you can be a millionaire with me.
This blessing, marriage is something you should know. Sinner,
you can be a millionaire with me.
J.D. Crowe and the New South with the wonderful lead vocals of Ricky Wasson there, and a gospel song, You Can Be a Millionaire With Me. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I've managed to get through without too many coughing fits, not the ones that you heard them anyway on, managed to turn the mic off in time. But we're going to go out with a fiddle tune that I've been listening to for a long time. It's a 4-LP collection called Bluegrass Spectacular, and it came out in 1965. There are four albums of music from the Washington, D.C. and surrounding region, and it had some wonderful regional bands there, and all sorts of people were on the albums. The notes were somewhat limited, but we got... in New Zealand here, that was one of our first tastes of regular bluegrass music. And this is a tune called the Lee Highway Blues. And in fact, Colleen Trenwith, or Colleen Bain as she was then, our fiddle player, learned a great version of it, and we used to play it. But this version is done by Billy Baker. And if you want to find out about one of the great fiddle players, look up Billy Baker. He's often associated with Del McCurry. And in fact, Del could be playing guitar in this version of Lee Highway Blues. Billy went to Nashville and played in Bill Monroe's band along with Del, but mostly confined his activities to local around the Baltimore, Washington area, and taught many, many people his fiddle playing skill and passed on his music. Well, here he is playing the Lee Highway Blues. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope my voice is working better next week. See you. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Free FM podcast. If you want to hear more content like this, you can support Free FM via Patreon. Head to patreon.com/freefm89 to find out more.